Billy Graham once said, "Satan is masterful at using just enough of God's truth to capture a person's attention, and then mix it with his devious potion that will lead astray." Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. We've been considering the lies Satan tells us that often sound so good. Have you ever heard the expression, "God helps those who help themselves"? Doesn't that sound pretty good? I've heard it quoted often, and many folks, including the majority of Christians, think that that is in the Bible, according to Barna research. And it sounds good because we know that we are not to be passive, but actively doing good in our lives. If you're a Christian, you are now God's workmanship, created for good works that God has prepared for you beforehand, Ephesians 2:10. But here's the devil's potion. You are not helping your cause before God. God does not help those who help themselves. This is not in the Bible. It is, as Paul would call it, another gospel that is no gospel. The true gospel is to live in the grace of Christ alone. Galatians 1 verses 6 and 7. God helps those who help themselves is a scheme of the devil aimed at taking your eyes off Jesus, setting your eyes, rather, on what you're doing in order to be rewarded by God. And this, my friend, will lead you down one of two paths. It will either lead you into pride as you set your eyes on your good works, things you should get recognition for. But the only way you can make much of your goodness is actually by shrinking God's law. You see, we're required to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength at all times. Let's be honest, you and I have not done that for a single minute of our lives. The other path is that of despair. If you're doing good works in order to get into God's good graces, how much goodness is enough to get in? When will you know you've been good enough for God? If you read Scripture, you read, God's standard is perfection, complete holiness, 1 Peter 1:15. The fact that not one of us is perfect is the reason God sent His perfect Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. The gospel is all of grace, an undeserved gift, given by God so that our salvation is all of His work. But the devil does not want you to rest in God's work, where God would get the glory. He wants you to think that you need to help your cause with your own efforts. But to be working for salvation is to always be working, Jared Wilson. That is exhausting. It's a yoke that you and I cannot bear, friend. God wants us to enter His rest. Jesus wants you to take His kind yoke upon you, Matthew 11:28-30. So what do we do, Joel? Well, if we tend toward the pride path, well, we need to get over ourselves. We need to utterly despair of all that we can do to please God. Listen, there is a real sense that there is nothing you can do to please God. Let me repeat that so that it hurts. There is a real sense that there is nothing you can do to please God. Do you remember the parable of the servant who did all he was supposed to do in Luke 17:10? Jesus said afterwards, "So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" The point that Jesus is making is that even if you were able to do everything God asked of you, all you would have done is the duty expected of you by your Creator God. He still owes you nothing. How can you profit God? God needs nothing. He is God. Recognize that, and then repent of your righteousness. Now, if you tend the other way towards despair, well, my counsel to you is, own it. Thomas Brooks said, "The first step toward heaven is to see ourselves near hell." Does that make you feel uncomfortable and helpless? That, my friends, is a good thing. Listen to the good news of Romans 5:6. "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly." Do you see that God does not help those who help themselves? God helps those who are helpless. So own your helplessness. Admit that you're a mess, unable to get it right, because all your mess does is qualify you for God's grace. That is the good news. It's not that we're pleasing to God and then get grace. It is that God is pleased to grace those who simply admit their weakness and their need. Yesterday I preached on one of my favorite promises of Jesus found in Luke 12:32. Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And you may say, "Joel, how can I know that the Heavenly Father smiles on me and wants me to have all of that?" Romans 8:32, my friend. "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" My friend, what greater expression of favor could there be than for the Heavenly Father to give you the greatest gift he had? So take your eyes off yourself, that's the devil's trick, and fix them on the Son of God's love. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.